Artwork Newspaper Issue 218, September to October 2021. Title: Imagining the Unimaginable. Berwick under Tweed. Seems like the pen is dropped, that climate change is here. Just hope sea levels take a bit longer to rise. Or, a century from now, it could be Berwick under Tweed. Or Berwick upon sea, perhaps. Ahead of COP26, artists have been imagining the unimaginable, showcasing their work with Berwick Creative Guild and Berwick Visual Arts, now part of the Maltings complex of venues and galleries. Coming up, from September 22nd to 26, Elemental, hosted by Climate Action Berwick and Borders, is a program of events, workshops, and presentations linked by and to fire, earth, air, and water. One such is BCG's Petra Kutcher Night, on September 22nd, when six artists, including Bridget Kennedy, Jules Bradbury, Stuart McAdam, Claire Ward, and Miranda Wall, the Mudcrawler, See Below, will present their work in park format, 20 images screened for 20 seconds each, with a voiceover. It will be on Zoom, so contact BCG if you would like to take part. Polish artist Sabina Salas's Multispaces Visionary Institute, See Illustration Right, has been in town throughout July and August, exploring innovative, creative, and practical ways of changing how we engage with other creatures, plants and insects, with humans being somewhere in the middle of the pile, rather than on top. If that doesn't make sense, then try this: the displacement of anthropocentrism and recognition of trans-species solidarity, based on our being in this together. Sounds tricky, but actually it's living more simply, eating locally grown food, in season, and going less far, more slowly. The slower you go, the more in touch with time, place, and space, and the greater the recognition of interdependence. Fast implies lack of time, slow is generous and calming. And stopping? Timeless, what else? Miranda Wall has been going slow too, crawling the Pilgrim's Way, across the intertidal to Holy Island, with a matri on her back, to be both less and more human, an absurd method of documentation, a gentle and radical way of dealing with urgency, and a futile endeavor. I like the implicit humor. Whether laughing or crying, we are asked to see, and respect the tree as a load, a message, a story, a gift, or warning, our equal, a sentient being with a voice to be heard. Sabina and Miranda reckon humans need to change if we want to be around much longer. As James Lovelock has observed, yeah, our planet self-regulates. The climate will just go on doing its thing, even without the Met Office's supercomputer. We came, we thought we had conquered, but now, perhaps, we are goners, unless, of course. Meanwhile, on shore, Gemma Burdett has been preparing her Future Landscapes show at the Gymnasium Gallery. She's Berwick Visual Arts current artist in residence, run in association with the Center for Rural Economy at Newcastle University. She's been talking with six landowners, all addressing the challenge of change. A varied bunch, they include James Joycey, who runs the sizable Ford and Ettle Estates, Andy Craggs, Senior Reserve Manager for Lindisfarne Nature Reserve, National Trust, John, and Mary Barber, from a traditional, mixed, family farm at Brackenside, and Andy Howard, project manager for the Duddington North Afforestation Project, some 600,000 trees. Her conversations embrace the land, animals and trees in their care, rewilding, and changes in response to the physical, environmental and political landscape, aka the challenges of climate change, Brexit, and the governmental policy of public money for public good. She interprets these as layers, interconnecting strands that piece together to produce income, sustainable production, and a change to the look and experience of the countryside. The result is to be a large set piece, a collage, tiered like traditional cut-out model theater stages, together with an animation. If it's anything like her last show there, The Art of Milk, it'll be something special. With upcycling and recycling in such vogue, Quilts, Resurgence, the forthcoming exhibition at Berwick's Granary Gallery, promises to be very much on message, as quilts have always been a great way of reusing bits and pieces of fabric in beautiful and imaginative patterns and designs. Co-curated by Pauline Burbage, from Allan Bank Milsteading, herself a renowned quilt artist, it will show how roots in traditional making have evolved in new and surprising ways, and will show contemporary quilts by Joe Budd, Kathy Corbishley-Michelle, Diana Harrison, Sarah Impey, Mitchell Walker, Laura Kemshall and Pauline herself, together with some heritage pieces from the collection of the Quilters Guild of the British Isles. Just the right show to wrap up the year as winter approaches. Up at the barracks, English Heritage are working on exciting plans to make these splendid buildings into a new cultural hub for the town, complete with exhibition, gallery, studio, and workshop space, together with residential apartments, a cafe, restaurant, and visitor accommodation too. Not a moment too soon, could be just what the town and its creative community needs. A couple more things. Don't forget to check out Berwick Film and Media Arts Festival, from September 10th, 13, now in its 17th year, running in real time and space, and online, not to mention Berwick Literary Festival from October 14th to 17, but that's another story. Nick Jones email, berwickcreativeguild@gmail.com website, berwickvisualarts.co.uk.